I heard the other day somebody said 40 is testing, which I thought was
40
fascinating.
years of what? Well, think of the scripture, 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
Right.
You're going through all that.
I love that. And then the actions, you mentioned, flying being, like what like an increased spiritual perspective.
Learning to move in spiritual things. You're learning to move in the spirit and just move in the spirit instead of in the natural.
And then falling would be like a loss of control or revelation of security of
Yep.
some sort.
And losing teeth a lot is a very common one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people lose teeth in their dreams. It usually means wisdom is being lost because wisdom's
Wow.
wrong. Yeah, wisdom or is teeth. Yeah. Or
That's interesting.
yeah, and snakes and school. How many people have school dreams where you're taking a test? I had a dream not that long ago where I'm going back to college again. You know, it's like, oh, and
Really?
where you're going to school will tell you what level of learning you're in. Are you in elementary school? Are you in high school? Are you in college? At least I was going back to college, you know. But even in the dream, I'm going, I thought I graduated from college, but here I still am, you know. So I still have stuff to learn, is what the Lord's telling me.
I think maybe it'd be a good time to go. Should we just dive into interpreting a dream?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's show you how this works, and let's go ahead and start with Matthew.
There he is. Hi, Matthew. Do you go by Matthew?
I do. I do.
Okay.
And the amazing Caroline is next to him there.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
And
Maybe
he's
you
got
need to do hers. She just told me she has a bunch of snake dreams all the time. I don't know.
Snake
Well, hey,
dreams. Those are not good.
That's like my worst fear. Ugh.
Well,
So,
living in Texas, that's a legit.
yeah, I see them a lot on my runs and it's terrifying. So,
Well, this dream, whenever I have a dream that I can remember, or a vivid one, it always comes in kind of two parts. So, and it has like a hard shift. So I'll kind of go through that. But feel free to stop me at any time. I'm going to kind of be reading off of my notes here. But the dream begins, and I'm in my old middle school, which was inside of a Baptist church in Austin here. And I was walking around, and I'm like speaking life over the school. I'm just like praying for it, kind of laying hands on the walls, trying to bless the building. And I noticed that there were a bunch of witches cursing the school. And one of them like popped out of nowhere and started to get into kind of this almost spiritual duel with me. And I just spoke the name of Jesus, and I kind of contained one. And then more kept popping out and kind of, I don't even know how to describe it any other way than like flinging energies at me. And while these things were coming at me, I was just stating each one of the fruits of the spirit. Something would succumb. It's love, joy, peace, patience, and just kind of going down the line. And I knew at some point in this duel that I needed some help. And I heard the spirit tell me in my mind, wherever I see Jesus, there is my help. And I kind of had escaped from these witches or these people in the school. And I was kind of led into this like dark and dingy part of the school, this like very back room. And it was like the last room in the hallway on the right. And for some reason in my dream, I thought it was like this almost this Harry Potter character, Professor McGonagall, that was in there. But she wasn't a witch. She was just a very Baptist woman who did not believe in the power of the Holy Spirit at all, just super cessationist, did not believe in any of this. And right outside of her office, there was this little teeny like bobblehead of Jesus, like pointing at the door that was slightly opened. And I walked in and closed the door, and I was trying to convince this woman. I was like, hey, the Lord's power is real. And like, you gotta believe me. Like, I need help. I need help. And right after I started talking to her, it felt like something attacked my mind. as well. And I felt like I was gonna pass out or something like that, but I was able to fend off this attack, and I kind of came to right at that point. Yeah, this younger woman walked in, and I like began my explanation of what was going on and that the power of God was real. And I told the two women, like, you need to follow me, and that we needed to battle these witches, and neither of them was really convinced, but I prayed for them, and they both manifested speaking in tongues. And soon after that, this guy that I went to elementary school with, who was deaf, he had cochlear implants, but he was deaf, he came in, and we didn't really have a conversation with him, but I knew that we had to pray for him. And when we prayed for him, his ears were open and he could hear without the cochlear implants. And at that point, both of the women just believed everything that I had explained, and they were like, oh, we've got to do this. And they said, we'll follow you and do whatever you say. And right at that moment, when they said, like, let's go, the dream completely shifted. And
Wow, this is a long dream.
I'm sorry. I'm
That's
sorry. I know
okay.
this
That's
is big.
okay.
And the dream completely shifted. And I was in this like huge church-like building that had this large dome. And there was this large Christian event. Just a bunch of Christians gathered. There was food, a grand hall, and a bunch of stuff going off. I remember it had four branched hallways coming from the center dome.
So like
And
a cross-shaped church.
in a way, it was more like a plus sign, or an X, something like
Yeah.
that.
A lot of Orthodox churches are built that way, right? Like, is that what you're talking about? Okay.
It was something like that.
Okay.
And each one of these branches had like vendors in it or something like that, and, candies or cookies or, leather products, whatever. It's just kind of people selling knickknacks, like little pop-up stands inside. And we were doing it and kind of talking about like a feast day. We were hosting this feast to explain what like Christian feasts are or something like that. And people could buy tickets, and during the meal, people would get on
When
the
you say
stage.
we were hosting, who's the we?
Oh, me and this group of people. I don't really know.
Just
I
they're just
didn't.
in that church. Okay, that's good.
Right. Yeah. It was just that I was like in charge of this event, and I was putting it on with a group of people.
Okay.
And the event was essentially like, we could, people would come eat a meal, like a traditional feast meal, and we would teach a little bit about it. Maybe do some prayers and worship music, that kind of thing. And the aim was to gather people from different regions. And I remember I wrote this specific thing down. The aim was to gather Christians in one place to take back regions with prayer and worship. And it was a really good turnout. I remember there was over 1,000 people, and I just loved hosting. I just felt really great about it. And I had an assistant on that day that was doing the bulk of the day-to-day tasks, and I was just stopping around saying hello to people and shaking hands. And I
But you
just
were
gave a
in
speech.
charge. You were in
Yeah,
charge.
right. And
Cool.
I gave one speech, and the spirit like fell in the room super hard. And and it kind of the night wrapped up. I don't remember what I said or anything like that. And there's no details about what I said at all. And it was all kind of from a third person view in that portion of the dream. And then I woke up and I wrote it all
Okay.
down.
That's important. So that which part was a third person view?
The second half of the dream was in third
The whole
person.
inside the dome church was a
Everything. It was
watching it
almost
happen.
like a dialogue. Like if you're watching a movie and you're
Okay.
sort of from the person's perspective, and then you hear like, oh, and it was such a fun day that day. Like I
So
was, it was insane.
you are there and you're watching from far away at the same time.
Yes.
That
Yeah.
is very interesting because one of the first things you do when you interpret a dream is look at what where are you as the dreamer? So in the beginning you are it's all about you. In the second part, it's about you and that group of people because you're watching, you're interceding for it, you're looking at it from afar. That's intercession, and it's about you. you want me just to go for it, Bill, and you interject, or what do you
Yeah,
want to do?
go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to say the dream back to you, make sure I get it all, because I may or may not be able to.
This is really long, so
It's
please
a,
ask.
well, it's a good dream, and it's about you and the Lord speaking to you. This is very good. So you're at a middle school, and it's the school, middle school you went to, the Baptist church school, and you are just blessing the church. You're just laying your hands around the church. Can you tell me two things first? If you were to title this dream, like if it were a movie, what would the title be?
Well, my brain just goes, "What just happened?" But that's not really a good
Well, no,
title.
that's good. You know what just happened? Yeah. What just happened? And then tell
Yeah.
me about the light and the color in the dream. Was it dark? Was it light? Was it normal light?
In the school, when I first arrived, it was day. But as I walked through and I encountered the witches or entities, everything got really dark. And it was like one of those graveyard scenes almost, like the misty graveyard spookiness. You know, and it was very dark. As soon as it swapped to the other half of the dream, it was just kind of at the end of the day, a beautiful sunset, nice time, the cool air. It was such a nice day. I just remember that it was a nice
Okay.
day, perfect
So it's the end of a day, but sunlight still.
day. Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're in your middle school at this Baptist church, and you're blessing the church. You're just laying your hands on the walls and blessing the church, and then you start to see these witches appear, all different kinds of different witches, and you're speaking Jesus' name, you're casting them out, and it's working, but it's hard work kind of, and you're speaking the name of Jesus, but it's you're being challenged in this. It's hard. Then
Yes.
pray, or are you asked, who do you ask? And they say, if you, when you see Jesus, you have the,
I didn't pray. I just felt in this moment, I was like, oh man,
wherever you
I'm
see
at the end of
Jesus.
myself, and I
Ah,
heard the
good.
Holy Spirit tell me,
Well,
where
okay.
you see
Where you
Jesus,
see
there is your
Jesus,
help.
there's
Yeah.
your help. I love it. Okay. So then
Wow.
you go down this hallway to your left, right? And you look on the right side of the hallway, there's an office door that's just kind of cracked open, and there's a little toy Jesus pointing at this door. It's cracked open, so you go in, and there's this woman that is a you thought she was a witch at first, but she's actually just a cessationist Baptist lady, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you don't do well with her, and it's really kind of hard, right? And then
Yeah, I
these
was
young
struggling to get my
women
point
come,
across.
yeah, these young women come. And you tell them, well, you guys have to follow me. Is that right? Am I missing anything?
It was just one
Just
young
one young
woman.
woman. Okay.
And yeah, just one
And so
young woman.
you've got to come with me, and then you bring her. What happens with her?
She came into the room, and
Is
I was
this
like,
the room where the cessationist
where,
lady
yes,
was?
yeah,
Okay.
exactly the same room where
All
I'm in
right.
that
And there's
room
the
talking to this
then there's
woman.
the guy that was deaf.
Yes,
He'll
he
come
came
through,
into
and
that
you.
same room as well, and
All
there's
right.
three of us now in this room.
Okay, and you pray healing over him, and his ears are opened, and this lady starts speak the young lady starts speaking in tongues.
Both the old and the young lady started
Both of
speaking in
them.
tongues. Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
So both
that's
the old and the
divine.
young lady are speaking in tongues. And then after that, you are all of a sudden in a different place.
Yeah, completely different. That's where it shifted. Fully different dream.
Okay, and then you are it's a domed kind of
Yeah, I
cross-shaped
mean, it really
church.
looks like a massive Orthodox church. I mean, that
Yeah.
really is what it looks
Yeah,
like.
sounds Orthodox. Yep. And so there's a festival going on in the four hallways, basically four sides to it.
Yes.
And lots of festivities. It's a feast going on, lots of celebration. It feels really good. You're in charge. You're with a lot of people. And you are gathered in one place, and you have them all come like into the sanctuary area, and then
Yeah,
you
in the
make a
center
speech.
of the dome is where
Yeah.
all the tables
And
were
you're just
set
kind
up.
of schmoozing through the crowd because you've got an assistant taking care of the details. But then when it gets you gather everybody, you give a speech, and then you realize that, what did you say the title would be? It was going to be, where, oh,
What
you
just
said,
happened?
yeah, what just happened? But and you oh, I wrote it down. Gather in one place. You said you wrote something down that
Oh, yeah, I woke up and I wrote like
Gather
I just wrote
Christians
down
in
the
one
whole.
place to take back the prayer and worship.
Oh, that specific statement. It's
That's huge. Okay, so that's kind of where it ended, right?
Yes, pretty much. It is
Yeah.
that's
Well,
that
first
was
of all, it's an awesome dream. I mean, I
Thank
think
you.
everybody knows that. It's about
That's
you and a
epic.
call on your life, really. And so we're talking about just before the you came on, we're talking about schools. You know, you're in school, so you're in middle school. So the Lord's teaching you some stuff. And you're in a learning period right now, and it's not bad. You learned kind of so far. You've learned how to use the name of Jesus, but you're also seeing the opposition to it in the traditional church, because the Baptist church is very traditional, and so is the Orthodox, actually, but a different kind of tradition. But you have faced opposition, but you've handled it. You're going down a hallway, and hallways generally are transition, but you turn to your left. You go to your left to go down the hallway, and left is generally what you are created to do and be. It's in you. It's just in you. You didn't do it. You're not working at that. It's just an anointing the Lord put in you. So you're turning, you're called to go down these in this trans, you're making a transition into something you were created to do, is what that is. You have found opposition within the traditional church, but Jesus is pointing the way, even though it's just a toy Jesus. You didn't even know Jesus for the fullness of who he is, but you knew there was more to it than what people thought. And that, so when you go to the right, you're learning to break through into that, and you really didn't want to go there. It's very dark in that, because that's a lack of the presence of the Lord. But you're breaking in, you're breaking through. And you hit resistance from religious people, but you also, the Lord's bringing a new generation behind you, that you are demonstrating the power of God to them. So you demonstrated it. The guys' ears are open. Then everybody is just aware of the Spirit. So the Lord's, that's all the learning, and the transition you're going through is something you're created to do. You're breaking into this new hard thing where you're demonstrating the power of God. But it's leading people to the presence of the Lord. And you're also taking this into a more orthodox context, where you are laying out the feast of the Lord. I mean, the feast of Jesus all over the place. You know, you're celebrating, there's a feast. You're in charge. He's giving you authority, he's giving you leadership. But you are both, it's about you, but it's also to intercede for that to happen in the church, for this feast to happen. And the line he gave you, where you're gathering Christians in one place. So Christians, you're just gathering Christians in one place to take back prayer and worship. That's basically your assignment. This is what you're, and it's on your life to do this. But it's going to feel a little bit like that school you're working through as you do it, but you're still the guy and you've got the assignment. So it's a good dream. That's a good,
Thank you.
very good dream. What else are you seeing, Bill?
Well, I know Matthew and Caroline, so this is really fun for me to, because we didn't hear the dream beforehand. Christy doesn't know anything about you guys, but I can tell you that, they could probably describe the journey that they're on, but they're actually studying in Orthodoxy in the Orthodox Church right now, which is fascinating. And have come out of a traditional background, and walking in power. And most definitely, I mean, I love the turning right into the room and encountering both the old and the young. It's multi-generational call. Can you talk a little bit more, Christy, about the significance of switching from first person to third person again?
Well,
And
when you're looking at your dream, where the dreamer is, whether it's you or somebody else, is important. It's either going to be usually pretty much three things. I mean, nothing is always exactly this, but it's generally three things. It's either all about the dreamer. Like if you took the dreamer out of the dream, there'd be nothing happening. And pretty much in the when he's in the school, if you took him out of there, it's just a school full of witches. It's really nothing's happening there, right? But when he's in the Orthodox Church and it's about him and he's looking at it from above, if you took him, the action of him out of the dream, he'd still be watching this whole cool thing happen from above. So that's where you're interceding, is from above. So it's got kind of two layers to it, two, yeah. Two
That's
parts of it.
so interesting because I haven't heard of a dream so much where it's usually always one or the other, but to have it switch in the middle of the dream like that was really fascinating.
And the position of what the dreamer's doing is really important. And that's very unusual where you're interceding. Usually there'd be about, and it probably is about you and the Orthodox Church as well. I mean, the Lord, but you're praying for the Orthodox Church and you're part of the leadership and you're going to have a, you're going to be part of a move of God. And it's not just in the Orthodox Church because the tagline or whatever it is at the end, you're gathering Christians in one place. You're gathering people who know Jesus in one place. Yeah. Taking back worship. I love that. Can you come to Minnesota?
Yeah.
I love it.
So Matthew, how does this sit with you?
Well, it sits really well. Just to kind of some context though for you, Bill, on this is this dream. I had this way before we ever even considered joining the Orthodox Church, and I really didn't make that connection until the first time we had actually walked into an Orthodox church and I
Wow.
saw how the building was laid out and I saw the dome. And I was like, something is weird here. And as of late, and the reason I called you this morning, Bill, about this dream is I've been seeing snippets of that dream in other dreams recently as almost a reminder. And so it's been kind of pulled back up to me in every way I can think of.
And see that's the
So.
language I was talking about. It's a that's a personal language between you and God. And for somebody else to see a Greek Orthodox church might wouldn't mean the same thing it does. So this is a language between you and God that you couldn't put in a book and say this will mean that. Some of these general things you can. There's some generic things that mean things in dreams, but if you only depend on that generic stuff, you're going to miss a lot of what God's up to.
I love the word that you gave him there, and I just kind of interjected there, Christy, just a word on his life that this is what you're called to do, and not just called to do, but this is what you're going to do. And when you shifted to that, I mean, immediately you could feel something like there's like a shift in the spirit.
What we always do with somebody when we do interpret a dream like this is pray over them then for that. Would you do that since you know them and then you have a heart
Lord, I
connection? We
just.
just bless all that God's doing.
Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for Matthew and Caroline. I thank you for the call in their life. I thank you for the yes of their heart. I thank you for the unity in their home. And Lord, I thank you that there's power that flows through them. I've seen it happen, and I know it's going to continue from day to day and year to year. May that increase and grow. May the oil of intimacy that's on their life with you, God, may it increase and grow more and more as they just live with a continual awareness of your presence upon their life. Lord, let them hear your voice clearly. And through tonight, Father, may dreams and interpretation become just a normal part of their language with you as they just fall into that deeper place of intimacy with your heart. Thank you, Lord, for the yes on their life and for the harvest that will come from that yes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's
Love
awesome.
it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for letting us do your dream. That was really a cool
Thank
dream.
you, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it.